Oh, hey, what are you doing up? Can't sleep, huh? Well, feel free to join me here. There's more than enough room on this little bench. What am I doing up? Well, I just got back from work about an hour ago, and I just finished part of my skincare routine. And I'm just playing a waiting game before I can put on the rest of the products, you know, because I don't want it to pill. And also, just enjoying the view of our city and the lovely city noises. Yeah, I did dine here. Oh yeah, I forgot. I haven't seen you in a while, actually. Yeah. I dyed it pink. Well, it's like a rose gold color. Okay now. You don't have- Okay, stop. Alright. Stop it. Yeah. Let me tell you what our friends said about my hair and what they're calling it. Well, one of them said that I look like a wannabe anime character. And the other was like, wow, you're now a certified e-girl. Are you okay? You don't seem too happy. It's alright, you know, we don't have to talk about it. Sorry, my voice is just dead after a whole day of work. If you want me to cheer you up, I could tell you some stories. Hopefully, it will cheer you up. Well, yeah, you know, me being the very incredibly shy, awkward, and quiet girl, I am always bound to have embarrassing stories to tell. let me think. Oh, do you remember my friend Brian? Yeah, the guy, the tall guy with glasses and really, really bad bowl cut. Yeah. Well, you know, he actually changed his hairstyle recently after just God knows how long that not only I, but also our other friends had been telling him to change his hairstyle because it was not doing him justice. But yeah, he got it permed, and now he looks better than ever. Thank God. Anyways. So, a few years ago, he asked me if I wanted to go skating with him and a couple of friends, right? Now, I've never skated before in my life, or rollerbladed. And you know, some people say like they're kind of interchangeable. If you know one, you'll get the hang of the other. Me knowing neither, I of course did not have any idea of what I was doing. So, the day comes of our planned skating day, I put on the skates, and I kid you not, I was very, very close to just outright passing out the moment I stepped on the ice. I was just so scared. I've never done something like that before. I mean, I've skied once or twice when I was younger, but that was like years ago. Anyways, so Brian is just kind of holding on to me as he teaches me how to skate, and he's like, okay, well, you know, you gotta position your feet in a kind of V or like pizza shape if you wanna slow down, and just gently like push off on one leg and then the other, all that, you know, skating crap. And after a bit, I kind of got it, but at the same time I didn't. I wasn't gliding, so it was more like you see a very tiny adult teen girl just waddling on the ice because that's all I was able to do. The only time I was able to glide is if I was holding on to Brian's hand and he would just drag me across the rink. So then at one point, I kind of got the hang of it, and I told Brian, like, hey, no matter what, don't let me go. Okay? Promise me you won't let me go. He said yes. And of course, guess what he did? He let me go. So here I am in the middle of the freaking rink, panicking, not knowing what to do. And all of a sudden, one of the announcers comes on and says, everyone off the rink, the Zamboni is gonna come on now to clear the ice, make it smooth again, you know? And I'm still in the middle of the rink, panicking, not knowing what the hell I'm gonna do. So as everyone's skating off, you just have me, the only one just trying to waddle off the ice. And oh my God, I was so embarrassed. I was about to cry. Because at one point, the announcer was like, get off the ice, everyone, please. And I already knew at that point I was the only one on the ice. So it just made it all the. It made it so much worse. It was so bad to the point that I was screaming at Brian's, like, take me off the fucking ice. I'm gonna kill you. So there's that. I have not skated since. Whenever they ask me, I'm like, no, I'm good. If you want me to hang out with you guys, I'll just sit on a bench and I'll look after your shit. You go skate. I'm not ever doing that again. I mean, maybe sometime in the future. But thanks to him, I'm kind of traumatized. It didn't help that there were kids out there who were probably 2, 3 years old, just whizzing about on the ice like it was nothing, and you have me struggling to even just move. Did that cheer you up? Okay, that's good. Let me think of another one. Ooh, here's another one. Also involving my good old friend Brian. So, you know how recently I've been wanting to skateboard or, well, like longboard and stuff? So I know Brian, he has his penny board. Yeah, he has his penny board. And, you know, I was like, oh, hey, do you think you could let me try penny boarding? And he was like, yeah, you know, sure, why not? And invited me to come out with him and a few friends. And so, so it's me, Brian, and do you remember my friend Jasmine? Yeah, she was also there, and like a bunch of other of our friends. And I tried penny boarding for the first time, which wasn't that bad because we were on more of a flat surface than going downhill. Because Christ, if I went downhill for the first time, you would see me flying. Anyways, so one of my older friends, older, but I mean by like, I've known him for a very long time and I actually haven't seen him in a while until then. He came by and he had his longboard. And I tried that out. And compared to the penny board and nickel board, I want to say that I'm pretty good at longboarding. It was really fun to learn on a longboard, but that's not the point of the story. So, after trying to longboard, I decided, okay, let me try this nickel board. And the moment I got onto it, I was like, okay, Brian, can you like just hold on to me? And you know, you would think that I would have learned from my first mistake of trusting him, but I didn't. So, what ended up happening is the fact that he let me go again. So it wasn't on a flat surface this time. I was going down a hill, and at one point I lost my balance, and I ended up kind of tumbling forward. It wasn't that bad of a fall, which was good, but I ended up landing really awkwardly on kind of like my shoulder and my ass. So that's how that scar and the bruise that you see on my left elbow came about. Yeah, I know, I'm really clumsy. Yep, I'm a accident prone gal. Hopefully that also kind of cheered you up. Oh, also, do you remember like a few nights ago when I got like that random call from my friend Audrey? Yeah, so it wasn't actually her who called me. It was our mutual friend. I'm blanking out with all these names. But it was a mutual friend of ours. Oh, Chris. Yeah, Chris. And he was like, "Hey, we kind of need your help right now because Audrey did something." And so naturally, in my mind, I'm just kind of like, if this is some illegal shit and you need me to bail you out or something, we're gonna have a big problem. Because you know them. I love them to death, but sometimes they do real stupid shit. So I told him, like, put her on the phone, let me ask her what the hell is happening. And it turns out they went penny boarding earlier that night, and she panicked. She didn't see the car going, and she was going down a very steep slope. And then she ended up falling really, really bad. And she did not have any first aid materials at home, nor did she know how to treat herself. So then she was like, "Hi, can you, hey, Luna, please come over and like treat me." And all I could think about was like, like, how bad is it? Because I had no idea. So I show up with, the little first aid kit. And she comes to the door and she's like half laughing and half in pain, just like, "Hey, this is the damage that's done." And she has this big, big, just kind of scab flash bruise on her left leg, and then her elbow and her forearm on the left side is also torn up. And I just kind of stared at her like, "How?" And I looked at Chris, and he was half laughing, half like, "I don't know how this happened." So then I went over there and, I treated her, but it didn't help how she is very sensitive to alcohol, and while I was wiping it off, oh my God, she was squirming all over the place. It was so hard to just clean one area. But yeah, that's what that emergency was about. That's why I came home kind of half laughing, half like, how? Half hysterical, like, Yeah. Let me think. Ooh, okay, this is a good story. Well, it's embarrassing for me, but this is gonna be a good story for you to hear. So, about a year or two ago. So, do you remember? Oh God, do you remember James? Yeah. So, I did not know that he also liked me at the time when I liked him. And looking back, I have to say that I am the most biggest idiot on earth because the signs were very, very clear. Let me explain. Prior to this, we were just kind of talking and laughing, just friendly banter, you could say. And then come time to around our physics midterm, and he was he was kind of struggling, so he asked me for help. So I said, sure, why not? So over a course of a week, I was just helping him out. And then suddenly, one day, a few days before the physics midterm, at like 2 a.m., I was just at the student center studying, and he called me and was like, hey, do you think you could help me with some physics? And I was confused, like, he really wants to do physics at 2 a.m.? And all I could think about was like, wow, he's dedicated, you know, physics at 2 a.m. Like, even I couldn't. At that point, I was studying for something else. So then I go over to his dorm, and mind you, he does not have a roommate. He had a single room, which was really nice. And I came in and was like, all right, let me help you with some physics. So here he is, just, I'm pretty sure that was an invitation for something else, but let me explain. I enter and I throw my bag on the floor and I sit on the floor and I whip out my notes and laptop, and he's like, oh, like, it's okay if you want to sit on my bed, it's totally fine. There's room for both of us. And I replied, like, oh no, it's alright, like, I'm comfortable here, I'm fine. Which I have to say, he was lying when he said there's room for both of us, because he is over 6 foot and he was lying down on a twin bed where his feet would dangle off the bed. So that was a complete lie. But I did not know it then. So anyways, he's on his bed and I'm on the floor and I'm just going over these concepts with him, and eventually at one point he just gave up and he went on the floor and he sat next to me. So then throughout the whole kind of session, he would just kind of lightly and playfully, you know, like, touch my arm and touch my thigh, and like, I didn't mind because that's what we always did. And comes time to around 5 a.m. or something, and he said, it's fine if you want to sleep over. There's, you know, like I said, there's room for both of us. And all I do is look at him, he's like, oh no, it's fine. Like, it's a 5 minute walk to my place. You don't have to worry about it, it's totally fine. But he kept on insisting, and I should have known. I should have known then, but I didn't. And you know, he offered to walk me home as well, but I was insistent on telling him, no, you gotta get your sleep, it's totally fine. It's 5 a.m., so it's, you know, it's not that bad. I'm still gonna be on campus because I live in the dorm on the other end of campus, essentially. But he kept saying, like, well, it's fine, like, I'll walk you. It's late at night, but you know me and my stubborn ass. So he decided to first use the washroom, and during that time, because I didn't want him to go through the trouble of walking me, when he went to the bathroom, I just grabbed all my shit and I just ran out. And then I texted him, I was like, hey, I already left, don't worry about it. Like, I really don't want to trouble you, just go to sleep. And I didn't realize it with all the signs that he was giving me. And all. And he probably wanted to do a little more than just study for physics. I mean, considering the fact that it was 2 a.m., and I don't think anyone in their sane mind would want to do physics at that time. And also the fact that he would just playfully and lightly touch me. And if I remember correctly, I think at one point he was like, you know, hey, like, I think I understand it now. We could do something else if you want. And all I said was like, oh no, let's do some more questions to make sure you really understand it. I know, I am so oblivious. I'm blind to if someone's making a move on me. I didn't know until pretty much months later, not even, maybe like a year later, when I found out when he went away to do some work. And I'm just talking to my friends, and I told them about, oh yeah, it's like James is this guy, and all the things that happened. And then they were like, Luna, you fucking idiot. He wanted you too. And it took me a moment to process, like, what do you mean? Like, he never showed any signs. I'm pretty sure it was only one-sided. And then I got back to that night, and it clicked, and I was like, oh, I'm a dumbass. Yeah, I know. That's the story of me almost getting some, but not really, because I clocked blocked myself. I know, I feel so bad. I'm a horrible person. That's why whenever I tell my friends, like, if you're gonna set me up with someone, you better make sure they know how to use their words, because unless they straight out say, I like you, or I wanna fuck you, or I wanna be your boyfriend, I will never know. Yeah, like, do you remember my previous relationship? Well, I wouldn't even call it a relationship. Well, whatever. Definitions are whatever. Anyways, it was about 3 months in, and we bumped into one of his friends, and he introduced me. He's like, oh hey, this is Luna, my girlfriend. And I just kind of stopped and stared, and I was like, wait, what? I straight up just stopped and was like, what do you mean I'm your girlfriend? And that was so awkward for not only me and him, but also his friend, who looks like he just wanted to leave after what I said. I felt so bad because he looked at me, well, you know, my ex, he looked at me all weird, like, what do you mean? And I was just looking back at him like, I don't understand. I thought we were just wheeling, just having some fun. So that was an interesting conversation. Oh my god, I'm telling you, I will never know unless they tell me. You know, they say guys are oblivious, but I feel like they don't match my level of obliviousness. Then these stories cheer you up a little bit, at least. Yeah? Good. Well, at least I hope so. If you ever need cheering up and you want to hear embarrassing stories, always come to me. I will never run out of these kinds of stories. You know, I just wanted to say, because I don't say enough, and I really, really appreciate, you know? I appreciate you for all the things you do. You know, you've been there by my side for so long, in times I needed it, and in times where I didn't tell you, but you still just stayed. You're a really good friend. And I hope that I'm as good of I can't even talk. As good of a friend as I am, as you are to me. Yeah, this is why you never go serious with Luna. Can't ever talk serious. But no, yeah. It's always fun just to hang out with you, whether it be when we're cooking dinner, remember that? That was a disaster. Or if we're watching a movie together, or we're just studying together or chilling. Boy, I really like to be around you, you know? Your presence is so comforting to me. And I just like how comfortable we could be with each other. We could just sit there, and sometimes we don't even have to talk, but it's nice and it's comforting. What I'm trying to say Now, don't take this the wrong way, okay? I love you. Okay, hold up now. Hold up, hold up. No, I don't mean it in the I'm in love with you kind of way. I mean it as in as friends. I do, I really love you. Now, you don't have to say it back because I know sometimes you struggle with that. Because hell, I do too. But I want you to know that I really love and appreciate you as my friend. You know, sometimes I feel like those three words are just so attached to the notion that it has to be romantic, that it's only reserved to our significant others, and I have to disagree with that. Those three words are so special, and it could be applied to anyone, you know, no matter what kind of relationship you have with them. And in this case, our friendship right here is solid as fuck. And I have to let you know because I don't let you know enough how much I really do appreciate and love you with all the support you've given me, with all the fun that we've had, how we could poke fun at each other without taking it too seriously, you know? And I like how you don't push me to talk about some things I'm not comfortable with, and I don't do the same with you. But I know that if I wanted to talk to you, I could. Did this get too deep too quickly? Well, it is late at night, so I feel like past 12 a.m. it calls for some deep talks. Yeah. It's been a while since we had sort of conversation like this, you know, because we've been so busy now. I hope that I cheered you up a little bit. Now, do you still want to stay out here? Or do you want to go back and try to sleep? It's up to you, because I won't be sleeping anytime soon. So feel free to stay here with me. You don't have to talk. You don't have to do anything. Just stay here. And let's just enjoy the view and the company of each other.